This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Now, we actually have Michael Kroger on the line. How are
ask,
you?
Ask him.
Michael, how are you?
Very well. How are you, Macca?
Oh, look, very good. We were just talking about a little bit of disunity and discordance in the party, and particularly, who was it, Tass wrote?
Jeffrey Green
wrote yesterday that, you know, Malcolm Turnbull's advised by a whole lot of 25-year-olds.
25-year-old political brats, in
political
fact,
political brats. Are there any political brats up there?
I think that's a bit harsh. You know, don't forget he's got people around him, such as Julie Bishop, Arthur Sinodinos, George Brandis, until very recently Tony Nutt, the federal president Richard Alston. So I know that's a line the media love, the sort of inexperienced behind these newbies that have got no idea. But in reality, you know, most of the people that are in those offices are just paper shovelers. They're not people of any great influence over a leader like Malcolm.
Okay.
And is it true that he doesn't listen? According to Jeffrey Green, he doesn't?
I think that's pretty harsh. You know, in my discussions with him, I've always found him a pretty good listener. You know, he's pretty worldly. I mean, there's no one in the history of Australian politics has been as successful in business as he has. So when you're talking to him about business or tax or the economy or startups or, you know, federal-state relations in relation to financing, all these things, I mean, pretty well advanced on the people you ever come across. I mean, he understands all that stuff better than most, or better than anyone. So I've always found him to be very knowledgeable about those issues and a good listener about them. I mean, I talk to him about parties from time to time, and he gets all that stuff. He's amenable. So, you know, you hear that stuff from time to time about various leaders, but invariably, you know, good leaders listen to, you know, people around them who've been around a long time. And, you know, Malcolm Turnbull takes counsel from people like John Howard. And, you know, why wouldn't you? So,
you didn't have,
you know, I hear all these cliches. In the end, a lot of them are not true.
You didn't have a lot of complimentary things to say about him just after the election, Michael, I seem to recall, on this station. Remember?
I do well remember, Mac. No, not criticism of Malcolm, but criticism of the campaign that I thought was soft. You play the tape, my tape. I don't like to be misquoted.
Oh, no, don't.
You get the tape out, Macca.
Don't put us in the same basket as that dickhead at the Herald Sun, please. We both share something there. The guy's a tool. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, well, moving along with what we're talking about. Look, I thought the campaign wasn't as strong as I was like to have seen, and I said that publicly. I was concerned that between the time that it changed your leadership between September in 15 and May 16, when that budget came down, that we didn't quite nail down to the electorate our economic narrative with sufficient certainty, and, you know, things that were on and off the table left people with a view that we're a little bit uncertain ourselves. And I just don't think, you know, a Liberal government, Macca, can afford to do that. So that's what I was critical of.
Yep. Michael, Jeffrey Green goes on to say the Liberal Party has lost touch with what it stands for and will be decimated unless it changes tack. What's your response to that?
Well, I don't agree with that. You know, let's make the first point, which is this. Every party is predicted to face doom and catastrophe, you know, every couple of years. When Rudd won, we were faced disaster. When Abbott won, Labor was finished. The polls are down a bit. There's always catastrophes around who will predict your demise. They get great publicity. I'm not saying this case, but often they're people who are aggrieved. But there's always doomsday merchants out there in politics, and they're great for the media. The coalition government, since that election in July, has had a pretty strong record of achievement. And given the Senate, and they haven't got everything they wanted, obviously.
Well, think back to Gillard's Senate. I mean, Gillard had a much more difficult set of circumstances from which she had to negotiate and actually developed a fairly rich set of policies. So, I mean, I'd love to hear your list of achievements.
Well, you start after the election with the Senate being recalcitrant, and we had a problem here in Victoria, as you know, with the CFA, so the government got some volunteers floating through to protect the rights of volunteers. Mm-hmm. We've had a significant problem in the building industry, so the government got through the ABC yep. legislation, they got through the registered organisations legislation, because they felt that trade unions would be dealt with by the same laws as companies, and good on them. We've had a long-standing problem with the budget, as you know. Yep. And got through what they call the Omnibus Savings Bill, which was negotiated also with Labor.
Hardly earth-shattering, though, Michael. Well, I mean, we're about to enter a winter where we may not have enough gas to keep our homes warm.
Well, that's. I was talking about the Senate achievement. You wrote something else, which is also very important. So we're in a climate now where, you know, we can't not allowed to mine uranium. We're not allowed to mine coal. That's a no-no. We can't conventionally explore gas. I mean, this is sort of policy lunacy in Australia today, that we're one of, if not the most resource-rich country in the world, yet we're banned from exploring and about to be banned from exploring these natural resources, hence the high price of electricity, the high price of domestic gas. So we've got ourselves into this terrible situation, but I was talking about the achievements of the budget. But, yeah, energy security is a massive issue going forward, of course.
Now, we have actually run out of time, Michael, but we really want you to come in one Saturday. I know you're really busy. We're giving you lots of notice. Come in.
Spend a good hour with us. We'll make you a cup of tea.
Co-host the first hour with us. You won't get an opportunity. You actually speak to more people here than you speak to on Sky. You know that.
I do know. From time to time.
So,
everyone is pretty large these days. Yeah. So they're doing very well. But no, I'm very happy. I will come in for a whole hour.
Lovely.
We would love that.
Lovely, lovely.
We enjoy the debate, and we also enjoy the fact that you know what you're talking about. That's
love to come in. Look forward to it.
Great. Good on you, Michael. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, boys.
Cheers.
Bye.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.